T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
LaTroy Hawkins is on the line this morning. We're talking about Twins Fest. Holy smokes, Saturday is already sold out. There are some tickets left for Friday. We're on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. LaTroy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Boy, the Twins year last year, and everybody's fired up to see them. We were at the Diamond Awards last night. Fantastic record-setting turnout as well. LaTroy, how come that team was so good last year in your estimation?
Well, they scored a lot of runs, and more runs than other teams.
Pretty much takes care of that.
Yeah, but now the pitching was, started off slow. I mean, really good. Then hit a little dull spot and picked it up at the end. We had some guys that started to merge themselves out of that bullpen and solidify the bullpen. And, the offense did exactly what they were doing from day one. They put up a whole lot of runs and put a lot of pressure on the other teams. And, you put your head down and you played 162 game season and got to the point where they had won 101 games. Nobody expected that. We expected our team to be good, but I don't think we expected to win 100 games. And, the tough part about all that is trying to repeat that. And I think the guys we have in that clubhouse and, coaches, they're up for the task.
LaTroy, I got to ask you about this. I was talking last night with Mitch Garver about it. I was talking with Jim Cott a bit about it. Talked with Herbie about it. Electronic umpires, and, of course, you had such a great long career pitching. What do you think of that? They're going to experiment with it in spring training.
I don't know what to think of it. Just like I was still playing when they brought in a replay. I didn't know what to think of that either. But we'll see. Manfred's doing some things to try to enhance the game. I don't know if a lot of it is enhancing the game or taking from the game. That remains to be seen. For me, I'm more of the human error. I love the fact that baseball still has human error in it with umpires. And if that gets completely taken away, I just don't know how much I would like baseball anymore. But we'll see. We'll see if that works. I'm sure the umpires don't agree with it. They're not in agreement. They don't like it. But, it is something that Major League Baseball wants to try out to see if it works. And who knows? It might be a terrible idea. We get to throw that on the back seat and continue doing baseball the way we've done it for 100-plus years.
Any thoughts on the sign stealing with Houston and Boston?
Not at all. Hey, they did what they thought they needed to do to win. I would like to say all teams steal signs.
Yeah.
But we talk about how it was stolen. But once again, they were given an opportunity to use what was put in the clubhouse for other reasons to their advantage. And they took advantage of it. But, I think in Major League Baseball did a great job. They dropped a hammer. They said their piece. People lost their jobs. Teams lost draft picks. And we'll see where that goes. I think when you do that, you definitely deter the other teams that didn't get caught from cheating.
I see the Red Sox probably, LaTroy, of course, down in the Fort Myers area where you are, helping them out every year. They're going to go to camp, it looks like, with no manager.
Wow. I know they were looking after Cora stepped down, but to go to camp with no manager, it's probably the first time in history, maybe, you think? I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you about your godchild in the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on your godson, how he's done for the Kansas City Chiefs as their quarterback?
We're really excited about the Super Bowl. They got to the AFC Championship game last year, but was taken down by Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And their goal all year was to get further than they did this year, to get to the big game. And, this season wasn't as blemish-free as that first season when he won the MVP. He had a couple of injuries, but fought through them, got back healthy, and, leading his team, hopefully, to a Super Bowl championship.
Gosh,
definitely put him in a good position.
Boy, he's just fun to watch, isn't he? That touchdown run he made in the last playoff game where he got hit early and then just kept spinning away. Quite an athlete. Is he a good kid, LaTroy?
He's a great kid. And I saw him make that same play in high school in a playoff game. at Mesquite Poteet and right outside of Dallas, Texas. And he made that same similar run. He got hit a couple times, spent off, and scored the touchdown to tie the game late in the game. Pretty impressive.
When he got drafted by the Tigers, too, in baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a baseball player. He played shortstop, and he pitched in high school, was drafted as a pitcher. And really good arm, and you know, you guys get to see that strong arm leaving a baseball field and being able to carry that over to throwing a football. And as we all know, that's where he got it from. His dad was a major league pitcher, and you know, Patrick was a really good athlete. He played three sports in high school, and he played shortstop in high school. So that's why you get the chance to see him make some of those throws that we hadn't seen before, because he was a big-time baseball player. He was a really good shortstop, and he was able to make all those plays that we see Polanco make and some of the other great shortstops in Major League Baseball, turning their body, you know, using their great hips and, you know, different arm angles. And, you know, he's able to take that from the baseball field to the football field and incorporate it in what he does as a quarterback.
Hey, a lot of fans excited. They'll see you today out of Twins Fest. LaTroy, always great to hear you, and we'll look forward to seeing some more of you as well.
Thank you. See you guys down in spring training.
We're going to be there bothering you again, so get ready.
No problem.
All right, thanks, LaTroy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.